Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following program is a copyrighted presentation. And now, Radio Law Talk with your host, Frederick Penny, Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and Chris Rodriguez.
Oh, I love Chris, our co-producer. You just pulled up that spot from 5 years ago.
It says Radio Law Talk second open.
No. Chris Rodriguez, I think he was, what was he off the show, 4 or 5 years ago? Chris Rodriguez is a wonderful friend of ours and a great lawyer, and he has a real life. He's like, guys, I don't have time for this.
Where's Rodriguez?
That's exactly right. So he's probably not listening, but a good friend. Went to Harvard. He's a Harvard undergrad. Undergrad, what do you call it? Oh, I'm missing the word. Come on, he graduated. And then he went to another law school, but we always tease him as the Harvard boy of, and he teases himself. He's a great guy, and maybe we'll have him on sometime.
That'd be great to have him. You know, you don't see too many folks out there from Harvard, all that. I do baseball play-by-play, starting pitcher in last night's ball game. You know, Collegiate Woodbat League, not too far from us, plays at Harvard.
Does he really?
Yeah, it was like, wow, you play, there's something you don't see here in our neck of the woods very often.
Wow, a Harvard guy. Because we're pretty close to Harvard, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, I wrote it down on my paper one time.
Yeah, I wrote it down. You know, they got a lot of schools out there, Harvard, MIT. I went to MIT. That would be the Marysville Institute of Technology. The junior college near where I grew up.
Yeah, we have a USC, and it's where I live. There's a junior college called Sierra College. So they're like, hey, where'd you go? USC. Wow, really? Yeah, University of Sierra College.
University of Sierra College. Nice.
We're going to have a lot of fun today. If you want to call in on 855-LAW-RADIO. Send us an email if you want, info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, that's 855-529-7234. Remember, we are a three-hour show. If people aren't listening, if you're listening, obviously you're hearing us on a radio show, but sometimes radio shows, yeah, they'll do us for 2 hours, sometimes for a full 3 hours, but you can listen to us live on radiolawtalk.com. Tell all your friends about it. Email your family and friends and say, hey, man, this is a pretty cool show. They just have to go on their computer or their iPhone or whatever they've got and go to radiolawtalk.com, and it says live right up at the top. Click live. Every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, we do this show. And then you can look at our podcast if you like. Everyone's like, hey, how do I find you on Twitter, Instagram? Look, just type in Radio Law Talk on any of those. We're the main ones. So just grab us and you'll have some fun. We really appreciate you listening in. And we send out, by the way, quite a few shirts and mugs and stuff like that.
We can hook you up with the gear. We've got the Radio Law Talk gear.
I've had people email me before saying, can I just get a shirt? Boom, I'll send it out to them. I mean, I can't, if I get 10,000 people, I can. But I mean, but I didn't just say that. But if someone happens to do that, you might just get a shirt. We're going to talk about some interesting things. We're going to talk about some personal injury lawyers possibly suing for vaccine issues concerning whether or not certain news organizations are, quote, and I'm saying quote, misinforming people. By the way, let me just tell you about this. And again, we're politically neutral, but listen to me. What is right and wrong out there? As lawyers, there's experts on all sides. And yes, there's, the majority say this and that, but no matter what you say, there's going to be an expert in that field that is going to say the opposite of another expert. So to say that they're this one's misinforming, that one's misinforming, guess what? There's an expert in that field that is going to say the opposite of the other one. So if you say, look, we're going to sue this event company or that company because they're misinforming people, there's going to be an expert saying the opposite, whatever they said, and we're not saying one way or the other what the rules are or who should do what on vaccine. We're neutral here. But what it comes down to is experts are all over the place, and nobody can agree. Oh, yeah, they are. They all agree. No, there's people who don't agree with things that are experts, or supposedly experts.
It's supposedly experts. It's like that song, Dueling Banjos, that kind of got famous in the movie Deliverance. Ding, 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 ding. And then the other banjo does the same thing, and they respond to each other. And that's what court's like. With you have experts. The experts are just the dueling banjos. One's going to say something. The other's going to say something back and forth. And, you know, the jury is sitting there trying to make heads or tails of all of this.
Right. And not only that, what you can do is you can basically cross-examine or voir dire the experts. And what that means is, okay, if you think they're not an expert in the vaccine issue, one side or the other, the lawyers get to cross-examine them, basically, to determine whether or not they're really an expert in the field. And the judge decides whether or not they can consider themselves an expert and what they can testify to.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in a court of law, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about, you know, apparently some are saying, oh, should Fox be sued for misinformation? You know what? Fox will find some experts that are going to say, you know, that'll follow what they say, you know? Not follow, but necessarily will agree with them. And then CNN or whoever disagrees with them is going to find some people that are going to, our doctors are going to argue on their side. So there we go. That's why lawyers make all the money, because they're just trying to clean everything up.
Yeah.
Or people go, clean up, they're making more of a mess. Well, sometimes they do, and I guess that's what they do. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Kelly Clarkson's, I wish Denise was here, about what it's like with her divorce situation and what it's like after the fact. And then we are going to talk about the most, I'm going to say it a third time, most bizarre case that I've seen in a while when it comes to what this billionaire did with his money after he passed away. And by the way, the vast majority of you listening may not know his name or anything about him, but you're going to know what he did. I promise you, the vast majority of you will know of what he did, or at least have heard of him. But before we get into all that exciting stuff, we're going to do a case or no case. Chris, can you handle another case or no case for us?
I think we can do that.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right, we got about 2.5 minutes for the break here, so we'll just read the case and then get into it just a little bit. Okay, boy meets a pretty girl. Boy marries the girl, and they have kids. One similar tale did not have such a happy ending, however. Zhan Feng from China saw his newborn daughter, who he said was incredibly ugly and did not look like either parent. He accused his wife of cheating on him. At that point, she admitted she had had several plastic surgeries before they had met. So he went and talked to a lawyer to find out if he could sue her on the grounds of false pretenses.
Oh, my gosh. In other words, she went out. He's arguing that she went out. They had a kid. And the kids are ugly. He's like, wait a minute. I married you for looks so I can have hot-looking, beautiful, gorgeous kids. And they didn't come out good-looking.
Didn't look like either one of them.
Because you had plastic surgery and you faked me. I like this case. This is a great case. So we've got to determine whether or not, and I know we don't have a lot of time, we're gonna get into it later, but Todd, we've got to determine whether or not if someone has plastic surgery before you marry them, and they don't disclose it, and they have children that aren't good looking, if we can sue them.
And this is in China.
China,
right?
I know that. I know
China. No, he was from China,
from China.
In America.
Oh my heavens!
Interesting. Interesting.
It might not be a case. I think he might just be saying, fooling us. But when we come back, we're going to find out if you have ugly children, whether or not you can sue your spouse. We'll be back right after this.
those and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio Lock Talk. If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
We are talking about a potential case of an individual from China, a man who got married, and after he had his, what he believed, ugly children, he tried
incredibly
to,
ugly.
Yeah, incredibly. He tried to sue his wife, finding out that she had had some plastic surgery and some other surgeries that enhanced the way she looked. And he sued her, saying that you actually defrauded me and brought forth these ugly children that I was hoping I would not have ugly children. Now, what I worry about, Chris, Todd, and myself is I truly believe that my father would have a good lawsuit against my mother if that's the case. And I think Todd's mom would too. I truly believe, Chris, your father would have a great suit against your mom.
Hey now. Hey now.
And we all our mothers would lose saying, what did you do to produce these three boys and how they look now? I don't know.
I just keep thinking about how does this lawsuit play out here?
Let's just think about this.
Okay, so it goes to trial because neither party wants to settle. So the plaintiff, the guy, stands up, his attorney standing before the jury in opening statements. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this trial you will see evidence of some heinous-looking children. For example, I'm going to have marked as Exhibit A my son Timmy. Timmy, come over here. Now go ahead and stand. Timmy, are you good looking?
No, you say I'm ugly as the hind end of a dog.
He is. Your Honor, I'm going to ask the court to take judicial notice of Timmy's ugliness. Quite frankly, I have to do so. It's patently obvious to anybody. Look at that child. You probably have, you can't play in a sandbox because the cats keep trying to bury you, don't you?
Yes, that happens to me all the time.
Well, that's going to be one heck of a trial.
What about the girl? Is she going to make it through?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We now call Drusilla to the stand. Look, if they named her Drusilla, that's already the mark of death. She goes up there to take a stand. Have you ever gone on a date?
Yes, I went on a date with a football player.
But what did your dad have to do?
Well, he tied a stake around my neck.
Okay.
Todd's doing his scenario of the case.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Can you see the jury going, now, I got out of work because of this?
Yes, we'd like to call some experts. One expert takes us. You know, we're talking about dueling experts.
Yes, that's right.
Well, in my conclusive opinion as an expert in the field of what is good looking or not good looking, I would have to say that that child is definitely ugly. You know, and then the opposing side's expert gets up there, you know. He steps up there, and this would be the dream for any attorney. He takes the stand and he says, well, after extensive research, my opinion is actually, now he's supposed to say that the child is good looking, but he says, my opinion is, oh, good Lord, I just can't do it. That's an ugly kid. I'm giving back all of my money to the lawyer. No fee. That's an ugly kid. You know, case closed. And what do you have to do? I don't know. I win free nachos for a year.
Okay, so he's suing his wife. I'm going to say this is so off the wall. I'm saying it's a scenario, but it never hits the courts.
All right.
Okay.
That's a scenario, but it is not a case because it never hits the courts.
Fred says no case. What say you, Todd?
I'm going to go with, gosh dang it, if Timmy's ugly, somebody's entitled to compensation. That's all I'm going to say. So I'm going to say this is a case, and the dude wins.
Oh, he wins!
I'm going with case, and the guy wins, because, dang it, that's just fraud right there. I thought you were, she was a 10 at 2, but a 2 at 10, and that's when he found out that was a problem.
Well, I guess, do you do this now when you get married? You have a three-page application form? Fill out, okay, last time you had surgery, what was it? And you have, would you sign these authorizations to get your medical records, please?
Yeah. Yeah, and the doctor has to get hotness verified.
We cannot confirm the hot nature of this individual that you're dating, so this could be questionable. You may get a virus. In fact, you probably will. They're called kids. No, kids are parasites. Until they're the age of 18, and then they can take care of themselves. Until then, they're going to drain you.
Todd's going off, man.
Yes, he is. He really is.
I may or may not have an opinion or two on this topic.
Perhaps.
All right, what are we...
So... Okay. The court scenario. And Todd says case and he wins.
Case and dude wins against the ugly chick.
So someone's getting a point here. Well, turns out he did sue on the grounds of false pretenses, claiming she misled him by hiding her cosmetic surgery, and he won the case.
Oh, my gosh.
And his wife was made to pay him more than $120,000.
There's got to be a kitty bump for that one. I don't care what the deal is. Find a kitty bump that applies to that. Look, repeat the answer and use kitty bumps, okay? We've got to set this up right. Come on, Chris.
Okay,
right, here we go. Say it again. Here we go. Start all over. Here we go.
So he did sue.
on the grounds of false pretenses,
mm-hmm.
and he won.
What?
And the wife had to pay him $120,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you serious?
There you go. You're serious.
But in typical marriage fashion, that $120,000 can be made payable in a homemade coupon. This redeemable for one massage. 120,000 times. He'll never see a dime.
That is crazy. So there's your
there you go.
Case like, yeah. or no case.
And Todd gets the points.
That's awesome. Man, that was a good one. Todd, don't forget to write that out. That was one of the best case or no cases we've had in a long time.
Yeah, I'll write that. If they get divorced, I would have to assume that they did. But, you know, if they get divorced, visitation comes around. He's like, yeah, hey, hey, Bill, you free to go golfing this week? Oh, no, man, I got to go pick up my ugly kid.
Can you see it, though?
Kid gets in the car. He goes, look, I had to tint the windows in the back just so people couldn't see your ugly face. Okay, so you're hot back there.
Todd, tell us what you really
what
think.
What are you doing? We're going to go through the McDonald's drive-thru, but you got to get in the trunk, okay? Just shut up back there. I'll turn the air conditioning on. Hey, what you want the whole chicken nugget? We'll just buy all the dang chicken nuggets you got.
You know what? This is what happens, though. Here's the full scenario. They're the ugly ducklings. They turn 18. They become the models in Hollywood and movie stars. And dad eats his words, right? And then they're best friends with mom.
And then dad comes in and goes, you know, if we did a conservatorship.
Oh,
no.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Governor Cuomo's accusers filing a criminal complaint. We got Weinstein to talk about. We've got Kelly Clarkson. We got a very, very interesting case we're going to discuss about a billionaire. We've been teasing you for a long time. We'll be back right after this.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The new eviction moratorium should not be blocked, Department of Justice lawyers told the court in a filing on Friday. After two federal courts deemed the nationwide eviction pause unlawful, and the Supreme Court indicated that only Congress could extend the ban or put into place a new one, the pause expired and no moratorium was in place. The Biden administration said they were constrained by the court rulings, but abruptly changed course on Tuesday.
We're not going to lock down our economy or our schools because our country is in a much stronger place than when we took office, thanks to the president's leadership in vaccinating the American people and getting an economic relief to those who need it.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The U.S. government has been preparing for the possibility of the virus evolving and becoming more difficult to deal with. In a briefing last month, she said Biden would support states if they went into lockdown again. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Who told you that?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Man, it's crazy, the Cuomos, man. That Chris Cuomo for CNN and Governor Cuomo, they're fighting for their life right now, and that's just crazy what's going on. But Governor Cuomo just got, apparently his assistant is bringing accusing him of basically groping her while they're taking a selfie together, and she's in the process of trying to bring criminal cases against him. And it's very interesting that she's claiming he pulled her in for a selfie picture in his office, supposedly. And these are all allegations, just so you know, these are allegations. Apparently, an executive mansion in Albany. I don't know what his executive mansion in Albany is or anything about it. But she's trying to claim that he inappropriately touched her, and so she is trying to bring some criminal charges. So, Todd, you had an issue about that.
Well, yeah, just so the allegation that she's made, I don't want to get into too much detail, but look, there can be a brushing, you know, where somebody brushes by somebody and touches them on the hind end or the chest or something. And sometimes that can happen. It's unintentional. And that's not the allegation here. The allegation is that it was a full-on under-the-blouse groping the breast area. So if the allegation is true, the manner in which it occurred would suggest intent as opposed to something accidentally that occurred, okay, if it's proven. But the thing that I wanted to point out is there are folks that look at this, and when you hear the term, because the investigation that is now occurring, the report has been a charge of, quote, sexual assault. When you hear the word assault attached to it, you know, I think that people think of very serious harm, and that certainly does include serious harm. If I reach out and if I run into Fred, and that can be a battery, right? If it's very minor.
And then everybody goes around touching each other going, battery, battery, battery. And it's like, okay, the joke's getting old. But assault is...
Sorry, we didn't do that in our law school.
Yeah, well, you know, the school that I went to, we also had nap time and juice boxes. So
I was going to say, you guys were drinking a lot of alcohol there, too, probably.
Anyway, next. So, but assault is different. That is when you make contact and you're really trying to injure them. Okay, so when people hear the word assault in connection with sexual assault, they think of the worst kind, rape, stuff like that. But what you have to understand with sexual assault is it can be any touching if the person that did the touching did so with sexual intent. So if a person, let's say a person gets their jollies by touching people on the shoulder, and it doesn't really look, but that's his fetish. Well, if he's going around touching people on the shoulder, technically that can be a sexual assault.
Oh my gosh, Todd.
So that's
extreme.
So, but that's, and I give that as an extreme example,
right,
to say that the conduct here that Governor Cuomo is alleged to have engaged in,
right,
is such that would clearly fall, if true, under,
right,
the purview of sexual assault. And it doesn't need to be the full-on hardcore stuff that you see in the movies and all that. Look, sexual assault is a crime that's really spread out on the spectrum.
Right. In other words, it could be on one, yeah, side of the spectrum, which is just a touching, rather than on the other side of the spectrum could be extreme, right?
Yes. And either way, it still qualifies as the crime. So that's what they're investigating, and it was reported to the police department, and we'll see where this goes.
Right. This is our, you know, Todd's a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, has his own criminal practice, and this is his genre, and I'm a personal injury lawyer, so I don't handle these type of cases. I always refer them out. Here you go, Todd, take this and deal with it.
Interestingly enough, yeah, you know, this is sort of anti-marketing for me. So when I was a prosecutor for 3 years, I had the assignment in my last prosecutorial job. My assignment was to prosecute all of the sexual-based offenses where the victim was age 14 and over.
Yeah.
And I also prosecuted all the child pornography cases.
Right.
And as a defense attorney, that is like the one class of crime that I can't take. I won't,
yeah,
take it. It's difficult. You know, I'd seen enough,
right,
as a prosecutor that I probably wouldn't be the best hire for somebody on that type of a case.
But you know what the key is? What's important about the United States and the Constitution is everyone needs an attorney, and that's part of our constitutional rights. And then when we lose that, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, I'm saying jury because that's the truth, everybody's out there is the jury, we're in trouble. And as bad as people are and as bad as people do things, please do not knock on the lawyers for representing them. And that's what irritates me, and we're not political here, but I'm going to say it, that they make, you know, I'm going to say just trounce the lawyers for trying to defend someone that's not popular. That's the person, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that needs representation worse than anybody.
Absolutely.
No matter what they've done, no matter how much we disagree with them, or no matter what your political affiliation is. And let me tell you, no matter what side you are on the political affiliation, be careful, because if you are, you know, having those beliefs, things always turn around and come back and forth. Everybody needs representation, and good representation.
When I started out as a prosecutor, I was amazed at the prevailing thought, sentiment towards defense attorneys. Because, look, police officers didn't like defense attorneys because the cops have to cross-examine them. A lot of prosecutors didn't because, look, some defense attorneys can be real jerks, but defense attorneys were usually thought of not in a good light. When I went from being a prosecutor to a defense attorney, if I had a dime for every time somebody said, oh, you went over to the dark side, huh? And talking about it in a negative fashion. But I have always had the belief that, well, wait a second, if you believe the Constitution, you believe in our criminal justice system, defense attorneys are an integral, necessary part of the criminal defense system that we have, of the criminal justice system. You take defense attorneys out of that system, the system falls apart.
Right.
So if you support the Constitution, you support the system and everything, you've got to recognize that the defense attorneys are an important part of that.
Yeah, and some lawyers who have represented, I'm going to say, too many people, unpopular political people, and next thing you know, the lawyer has to resign from the law firm because the law firm's getting trounced on. Tragic. Tragic. That's tragic. Because the deal is everybody needs representation, especially, let me repeat, especially the unpopular people. So remember that, because someday everybody might need some representation. Not everybody, but many people will. And that's what's so great about this country is we're innocent until proven guilty. And the problem that's – boy, I didn't know I was getting on my soapbox today. The problem today, ladies and gentlemen, is – social media is so fast and everything gets out there so quickly that people are guilty until proven innocent just in the social media. Now, the media has, you know, issues there too, because it's, you know, TV. And everyone thought, oh, now the TV and radio and, but that, you know, that goes back to the 40s or 50s. But social media, anybody can talk about it, not least the news, not just one, you know, or a few sources.
You used to hear the phrase back in the day before social media about trying the case in what they call, quote, the court of public opinion. Well, okay, so that would happen, and then you had to try to counteract the effects of public opinion, especially if somebody was acquitted of something. Well, now with social media, the court of public opinion can last, take about 5 minutes to go from accusation to trial to conviction and execution.
That's exactly.
And you get that like in a 5 to 24 hour cycle in the news, and somebody is done.
And here's the thing that's interesting. And then they find out it's not true, and their traction comes on, and it's in the back of a newspaper, or a few people just mention it. And that's what's sad about this country.
The allegation is the headline on the front page above the fold, and then the retraction or something that happens later is on the back page next to, you know, the ads for life insurance.
Are you saying life insurance is kind of low-end? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm saying people don't necessarily read the newspaper to find life insurance.
What is Harvey Weinstein? He's got four people. Now, this is his second one. He's already been convicted of – has he got a 20-year sentence on his first conviction?
Is something like that, yeah.
Okay, now this is his second one down in Los Angeles that he's going to trial about for some other sexual assault and batteries, right?
Yes.
And there's – I believe there's four women that are accusing him, and he's going to trial for that. And what just happened, this is probably one of his first wins. Almost not that it matters. I mean, if he's got 20 years, I always say that's kind of interesting, but this is the system that he's got 20 years, to serve, on his first conviction. And then now he's got a second conviction coming. 20 years is not, that means he's going to be close to 90, when that one's done. But this conviction, they just really quickly, they just tossed out one of the people that are claiming sexual assault and battery because of a statute of limitation.
Yeah, it was alleged to have occurred in May of 2010. And based upon the age of the alleged victim and everything, it's a mathematical equation at that point. If you said it happened here and you're this old and this is what happened, sorry, outside the statute of limitations, that one had to be dismissed. But that was just one of the five women who had 11 counts that he's facing.
That's exactly right. We're going to talk about Kelly Clarkson and this very interesting billionaire. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. I'm Maniac this time.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
We're going to talk about some interesting things. We're going to get to this billionaire owner that passed away of an interesting business. But before we do that, we want to talk a little bit about Kelly Clarkson, just very briefly, and Denise Dirks, who is not here, is our normal, awesome family law attorney that helps us out. But here's the interesting thing. They were married, what, 7 years, her yes. and her husband, and this is a California case, so I know California law applies, and I do know that 7 years, and Todd and I do know, we know enough to get us in trouble, right, about divorce law, but 7 years is not considered long-term because there are situations where it's long-term, spousal support can go on for, you know, pretty much forever. I mean, for not, you know, not ever.
If it's a long-term
marriage. Yeah, long-term marriage, yes. But there's certain time limits that, okay, you get it for so long, if you're married this long, blah, 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 blah. Well, they definitely don't meet the forever scenario. But the interesting thing we want to talk about here is their divorce, and they have one or two kids. I can't remember. They have a couple of kids. They have two kids, I believe. But his argument is, and that's her husband, whose name is Blackstock. Now, I don't know who he is. I don't know much about him. But he's trying to request, ready for this. Chris, get a drum roll or something ready. I know you don't have them all out. Just get the drum roll ready. And I want to talk about it. So he originally requested through his attorney, and that's okay because attorneys, you know, you want to ask what's best for your client. Here it goes. Do you have a drum roll? All right. $446,000. A month, not a year,
a month alimony and child support because apparently, you know, he's going to have the kids for part of the time. $436,000 a month. That's close to what Chris makes. That's a
almost.
Think about that. $436,000 a month. What do you do with that, Todd? What would you do with $436,000 a month?
You know, I would probably buy a McDonald's.
That's true. Wow. You know, why does a McDonald's sponsor us?
I don't know.
Because Todd loves McDonald's, by the way.
Yes.
So, but anyway, but they've agreed. At least on a temporary basis until everything's finalized, that to provide $150,000 a month spousal support and $45,601 in child support for a grand total of $195,601 per month.
Yeah, so he was asking for the $436,000. Per month. Her counter is that total figure that you have of 195 and change, 196, something like that. And everything that I've read is that the settlement is imminent. It's pretty close. And we'll see how close they come to those two figures. But good heavens. Even $195,000 a month.
And Brittany's complaining about the $16,000 a month for her dad.
She's like, he gets $2,000 a month more than I do. Well, you know, it just goes to show you, look at the sums.
Relative.
Look at the sums of the amounts sought and the arguments by the wealthy, the rich, the celebrities.
Mega rich,
that we have covered in this case. We got Johnny Depp and Amber Heard bickering over $7 million. We've got Britney Spears and her dad arguing over the difference of $2,000 a month.
Well, $18,000 a month. Yeah.
Well, she gets $18,000 and it's $2,000 more than she gets. And then we got this one here at arguing somewhere between, we'll call it just shy of $200,000 and $436,000 a month in spousal / child support. I mean, good heavens. You know, I'm over here.
Money's relative, right?
I'm over here happy if I get a coupon on per diem on baseball for a pack of Fritos and a half bowl of chili.
Oh, you get a hot dog too, I heard.
Well, yeah, on a good night.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to what we've been waiting for. Everyone's been waiting for this interesting issue as a person by the name of Maurice Robinson. Now, Chris doesn't know our topics. Do you know, Chris, without looking up, Maurice Robinson? Who is he?
I have no idea.
That's exactly right. No idea. People have no idea. Have you ever heard of the children's books, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Magic School Bus, and Harry Potter?
You're describing my childhood right now, besides the Harry Potter part, but yes.
Yes. This is the publisher of that. It is the Scholastic Corporation. In the school, all the Scholastic books, the owner of Scholastic Corporation is Maurice Robinson.
That's the bookmobile.
That's the bookmobile. And he passes away unexpectedly in Martha's Vineyard at the age of, I believe, in his 82 or 84, I believe, in perfect health, they thought. He just collapses and dies. And he has a 2018 will. And he has two boys, which, by the way, he's in good relations with. There's no issues. At least, well, let me back up. At least no really outwardly major issues. In fact, I believe one of the boys had helped, you know, work at the company. His ex-wife, who he's really good friends with during the pandemic, in fact, hung out with her and she helped him build this business, and brought up the two children while he was building this business, was with him during the pandemic. And, the money was all left to his former lover / girlfriend of a number of years. All of it. Not just saying my old ex-girl. And by the way, ex-girlfriend, she gets the $1.2 billion estate. Let me repeat that.
Show me the money.
$1.2 billion estate. You know, if I'm one of the two boys, and by the way, one of the boys, it sounds like they're great guys. By the way, I didn't know that he does Captain Underpants too. Scholastic Books does. But Maurice Robbins, 86. Maybe he was 86 years old. No, he was 84. Yep, he was 84, and was supposed to be in good shape. But long story short is, everyone was shocked. And as a son, you know, one of the sons has a does lumber. I mean, he works with his hands. He makes wood. You know, he cuts up wood and makes furniture, whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to call that. They're just like normal guy. John and Ben are the name of the boys, I believe. And who's Maurice?
Gentle Ben?
Yeah, John Bean. There's also Maurice Reese Robinson, you know, and John Beeman Ben Robinson.
What
do you do? Let me just finish this.
Sure.
What do you do when they go, oh, yeah, that was a sad, and you're just crushed, right? You're crushed, and all of a sudden, oh, by the way, $1.2 billion? You have to share some with this ex-girlfriend? Oh my gosh, that's how much? What? $50,000, $100 million of the 1.2 billion? No, all 1.2 billion goes to her.
Well, one of the things to point out here is that the $1.2 billion figure comes as the valuation of Scholastic Corp. That's the publishing company, the book company, which is still an ongoing concern. So it's valued at $1.2 billion, and that was left to Lucchesi, who is still works with the company. He was with the company as the company's strategy officer. And so here you've got the company is left to somebody that at one point in time was employed by the company. I mean, I doubt that on his death, anybody who's still working for the company would be like, okay, $1.2 billion, what are we just going to liquidate the company so that everybody can get their share of this $1.2 billion? So it's still an ongoing concern. What I don't know is, I mean, I don't know if any of the kids, if there's any provisions that profits of the company going forward, are they to be dispersed to the kids, to the ex-wife? There's a lot there that we don't know, but still a shocker.
We're going to follow this when it comes, because it's going to be a shocker. So this
now,
will be interesting.
Quick takes, final thoughts on some of the stories discussed on Radio Law Talk, and some we didn't get to.
Quick takes. This is our quick takes at the end of the show. You know what? Given the Scholastic Company's founder, given all his $1.2 billion away to his former girlfriend, Dad, I'm glad you thought of me and left me the $50 and the family John Deere tractor.
You couldn't get any quicker than my quick take. One word, toxic.
Oh, I knew he'd say that. We will be back next week. Next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. Thank you for joining us, Chris. Thank you for filling in for Cal Hunter. We'll see you next week.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.